get ready. Trying to be making for you. Hanoira, Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom Shekulei Malchus. That could be Isaac and the Sugi of Kabbalah Somach Shemaim have had a good preparation. But this is a Yom Shekulei Malchus. A Yom, she states, Samatekev Kedusha Sayyim, Kunerva Oyyim, Boitinasi Malchusecha. Something miyuchid about the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah. You want to try to bit a little touch up the teichin of the Rebbe Sayyim Lagabi Malchus? Maybe stole a little bit of a shayla. We've been working on Kabbalah Sa Malchus Shemayim, and we saw that there's a sugi b'fnei atzmoi, and that is totally the ability of Lakayim Degzeris. The team Tayag is totally on the Kabbalah Sa Malchus Shemayim. The mice, it sounds like there's something miyuchid on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe b'emsa, b'musa yayoyim. The chiyuv is the Lashon of Chazal. Yimu lefonei malchiyas kedei shetam lucheinu aleichem. Shtal tzach ha-shayla. I mean, every single day it's Kabbalah Sa Malchus Shemayim. The mitzvah is kriya shema. The whole year round, it's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sa Malchus Shemayim. So what's epis dafka on Rosh Hashanah? What's mein shtana, the mitzvah, the avoida, the chiyuv of being tam lucheinu aleichem? And the Kabbalah Sa Malchus Shemayim all year round. I put in Pachad Yitzchak Shtalt of them as a whole mimer. The first thing, and Oizen Shamas a little bit here, is the first chilik is that all year round it's Kabbalah Sa Malchus Shemayim. We're not actively creating something new. We're being Mekabal and all Malchus, a Malchus is Shein Do. We're being Mekabal, we have to accept it. If the Shtalt of Suta, what's already there? Over here, state there's an avoid of tam lichuni aleichem. There's some sort of hamlocha. There's some sort of new hamlocha that's happening on Rosh Hashanah. That avada needs beer. What is that? What is the teichin of that avoid? Bechlal, be'etzem, we really want to touch bechlal. What's boi tinas and malchus? What's the nechud of malchus that's bezunder happening on Rosh Hashanah? So, like in most sugyas, avodas Hashem, come on, all sugyas avodas Hashem, we have to search a rebbe. To find the Rebbe, Rabbi Seinu, the Ramadruchas, one of the Iker Rabbi Seinu, in Yoni Avoida, can do is the Ramchal. Ramchal. Magdele Rabbi Seinu, in Yoni Avoida. The Ramchal, there was another Sfar, not to see, it was a Sherm, Maimar HaChochma. So he touches up a little bit, the Avoida Sayyid. He says like this, V'ulam, ביום ראש השנה, האדון ברוך הוא עומד כביכול בבחילת מלך על עולמו. טאץ'. הקדוש ברוך הוא זה מלך גנץ, מלכוס כל המלכוס כל עולם. He's always a מלך. אבל that הקדוש ברוך הוא מצידוי should take his position as a מלך. In our sprach we'll call it should prav מלכוס. All year round he doesn't prav his מלכוס. On Rosh Hashanah he מצידוי is עומד כביכול בבחילת מלך על עולמו. Types up what that means, but that's what he's saying. The Shana does something special, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shteit V'yamel. Zokter Ramchal. The Rebbe Zokter Ramchal, Val Kein, Hine Yasho Haruya Lispal Lefonav Shigal Machusi Lagar Mevoy. When you experience that Melech HaElamoy, so it's Nisoyer by you, Arotza in Lispal Shigal Machusi Lagar Mevoy. V'yusukin HaElamoy Yadeze. Val Iker Zen, this is sorry what I just said, Nivne Kol HaNusich HaNois Vazeh. The entire Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, so obviously if an Amchik Nezadil, the entire Tfilas of the Nusich, Als Jereitzich Vegen Der Nekuda, and Al Kama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Oime Bebchinas Melech, and we want to be Mumispalu Shiefar Seim, Shigale Malchusi Lagami Boi. Let's try to touch up first the beginning, the Hemshech. What does it mean that Dafka on Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oime Bebchinas Malchusi? We saw already this man. The yisoid of a melech is that al streisach vegan the rotzon of melech. When you're standing in front of a melech, it means pirush advarim. Everything is mizbatel to the rotzon of the melech. Everything starts and ends with the melech. If the melech wants, you exist. If the melech wants, you could do, you could live, you can continue, you'll succeed. If the melech doesn't want, there's no mocking for anything else from the Melech. That's the Magish. It's the Aleph of the Melech. It's not the Arhechen Vorm Magin Melech. That's the Aleph. It's a difference between Malchus and Stama Chosh of a person, Stama a manager. A Malchus is everything is bottled to the Melech. That's the Aleph of Malchus. Memela. When someone wants to feel like he feels a Melech, the Aleph Beis is he feels like he is Vorm, he's bottled. Ravuste, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is also obviously this is a chilek of the Avod Nisayin. This Rikuda. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin Beis. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shana Sherosho Bitchilosa Misasheres Besoifa. Shenemer Meirishis Hason. Meirishis Hashana. Chazal referred to Rosh Hashanah as Reishis Hashana. Meiroshis Ksiv, without an Aleph. Loshin Rosh, Barachis. Rashi says, Yisrael, what does it mean? Shirosha bitchilasa? She klal Yisrael oisim atzman kiroshim. Tachanuni vidha barosh. The b'china of a rosh is l'rosh in koil. A rosh comes, a rosh doesn't have anything. He doesn't have a schus to open his mouth. He doesn't have anything. He's totally needy. He's 100% dependent. He's in no way independent. He is totally dependent on, in this case, the Melech. The avoida of feeling like a rush, a rush in kol, means pashut feeling the melech, feeling the melech, feeling what it means to be in the presence of the melech, the boy we call it. How does this happen in Yuchan and Rosh Hashanah? I want to read Ketafim, Nefshechayim, and Sha'al of Perek Beis, Yishtol Sechavek, what it means. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKoyches Kulam, the Pirush of the Torah, the Pirush of the Shem Elohim. The Torah says Baal HaKoyches Kulam. Zok the Nefesh HaKayim like this. Let me read a little bit. V'inyin mashu yizbarach nikra Baal HaKoyches. Ki loy ke midas bosa v'dom midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'odom, ki shaboy in a binyan. The Ebesh is the Bashefer, right? So he's like someone who creates a binyan, no? Ki ha'odom, someone who designed a binyan, a contractor built a binyan, Kshaboyne binyan derech moshul me eitz. Ein ha boyre boyne boyre umamsi oz mi koyche eitz. In the tchilas ha binyan, first of all, the boyne didn't create the metzias of the eitz. But actually, kiech eitzim shekvar nevru, mesadim be binyan. So the aleph is, in the beginning, he doesn't create the metzias. He's just mesadim. Noch dirzu, v'acha shekvar sidrom lefi ritzoyna. This boyne, even if he was mesadim, Im shekoychei husar v'nistalik mehem, he stopped building. Im kol zeh binyan kaim. You don't need shtende constantly. You don't need him to be involved in the binyan. The binyan state, it stands. It goes by itself. It continues by itself. Aval hu yizbarach shemoy. Aval what's the yisoid from Chaim Lozhin? Aval hu yizbarach shemoy. Kemoy be'ez bria soylamo yizkulam. Brom v'imtsiyam hu yizbarach yesh me'ayim. HaKadosh Baruch was boire yesh me'ayim. There was nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch created the existence of everything. B'koychei ha'bilti tachas. Kein me oz kol yoim de kol rega mamish kol koyach mitzi usam visidrum vikiyumam. It's three things. It's Indian and Enu now, but the mitzias and the seder and the kiyum of every single existing thing in this world, every creation. Toli rak b'mash yizbaruch shmoy mashbiya b'em b'tzoyin yizbaruch kol rega. Keseder, we have to come on boifin chiyuvi to the Ratzon Hashem that says, boivin. Koyach v'shifes or chodosh. V'ilu o yizborach mesalik mehem koyach hashpeose afrega echad kurega yekulam nefes v'soyim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would stop, continue to be mechaye the world, he would stop to be mechade, mechaye, so everything would dissipate. Ke'oshem tichlein. U'kamo yishu yostu an she'kenez zardoy le'mechadesh b'tu v'b'chol yoyim tomit ma'as abereishis. This bechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'atom mechaye eskula. So it's something, we've spoken about this man, is something that on a day-to-day basis we don't feel bechlal. We don't feel it. At the most, you sit down in front of him, you put him down, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech yisholet. So the taitch is, he could stare me. Oh, but then everything starts and ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That would tell him, we've got to bring it out. It's a tzir. Zoch Tiber. All this new is, I don't know the background of the Maisa, but that's in Zog, we'll get to the Zog. Rav Shlomo Tradron, Zechron of Racha, once said, someone pointed out to him, there was a Balabas davening with Pesach Tavona very intensely. He said, you see, Balabas, you see how he's davening with Pesach Tavona. Shlomo Tradron, it's nice. If you listen closely to what he's davening, he said, if he could verbalize his Gavona, Be'etzim, he would hear him davening and say, let me do what I can do. Don't get in my way. Let me do what I can do. This Balabas, Kinnear is a successful Balabas. And he knew what he could do. His emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do a lot of things. He could bring a storm. He could bring a tax. The tax guy. He could bring Corona. He could do a lot of things. Akenzich Shner. So the Peshat was, his tefillah was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm telling you, Allah be right, I'm telling you on you. I'm telling you on you, you could stare at you. Could stare at that's tefillah, that's a good one. You're in the fire, Achayenu, I'm assuming biyadecha. Chas v'sholom, you might not get up from your bed tomorrow. You might get up from your bed tomorrow, and the simplest equation, you might make the wrong way, and Parshat misses an equation, and you could have $1 million deal, who knows what, you could lose $1 million in a second. You could wake up tomorrow, and Chas v'sholom, your daughter doesn't wake up, or you have a son, your mother lives in another country, you have to go and you miss $1 million. Nothing, everything, every less given in life starts in every look at this world. This is so that we look at Russia. Can stare it? No, and then just can stare it. The problem is we don't feel this. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chul tuve b'chol yom tovim. Va'af she'ein chidush nikol ayin. But we don't see this. Why don't we see this? Why don't we see that entire Bria and its massive enormity? Why don't we see that every single thing, harim, gvoyim, binyanim, gvoyim, ksharim, gvoyim, billions and billions of people in the world, why don't we see that they're all recreated every single second? We don't see it. I'm not going to read the Hemshech. Ayin Shom, he's Mazbir. And the Shoyer Shroshim Alolim Apinyonim Gvoyim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish. The Chiddush Tutzach in the Shroshim Vnoilim that we don't see. But he says the over there is that we don't see it. A Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make us see a Kanirin. If it would be Nikir this Inyan, Aleph would bottle Bechira. Aleph Beis, more than that, we spoke a little about this in the Corona. I don't think the person, the human being, would be able to be operate. The whole Bechina of that a person feels like he has steady ground, he has stable ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arei, he was mitzavos, yeah, to be a boicher. He was mitzavos, yeah, not to just go like this and don't move the whole day. He was mitzavos, yeah, to fear zich, to make our own living, to do our mitzvahs, to do everything. If it would be nikkur, the chiddush d'ayin, the person would feel like a posh and a puppet. He can't begin to start doing anything with him. I'm going to plan for the next second, Achmein. There's no hemshich to my existence. There's no hemshich to the existence of anything in the world. So this Hester of this, the fact that it's not Nikolayan, was Master Malchusi is Baruch, and what's left off is me and you. Is in a grace of Alabatim. Is in a grace of Alabatim. We prance around, we dance, midrate. Everything we do, we don't feel b'chlal. This nechuda mechadish to b'chol yom tomit. This is all year round. These 2 days, where Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzin forces himself, forces this Bechinas of Malchus, and he's oimid Bechinas in Elach HaLeilom. Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's not Nikah the Chiddush Lion, he doesn't change that. Can you write over Vata Bechira if we can see it for 2 days? Aber, the Bechina of Ata Mechaye Eskulom is palpable. You feel it in Mamoshes. We live it for 2 days, we live it. What happens in Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, Amelech b'mishpat yamid aretz. On Rosh Hashanah, every yid lives the fact that he knows that he has to be zoiche. He has to merit every single thing from new again. Every last prat in his life. You lived last year. You want to live again this year. You want to have quality of life. You want to have health. You want your kids to have health. You want shalom bayis. You want friendships. You want to be able to tracht and learning. You want to be able to come to a base medrash. You want to be able to plan a vacation. You want to be able to do anything. You know Rosh Hashanah, every last prat is being decided. And what was last year, first of all, a lot of good things didn't happen last year. You didn't get everything you wanted, but zikr, even the things you were zikr last year, there's no chazaka. There's no constant. That facade, the illusion that we live in, of the world is oilam kimenog enoye, kilu is a gate, a fort zikhalein. That's the way we live in this world. That's this. The bechin of a chadish b'tu b'chalein that we don't feel. The world goes by itself. That's what we feel. Ani amarti b'shalvi b'al emoit la'oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed, implanted this feeling in a human being that he feels that the world is a sturdy, stable place. Everything I've worked for, everything I've earned, I have. If I have shalom bayis, sefart, it's going to go, it's going to continue. If I have children, they're going to continue. If I have brias, it's going to continue. If I have money, it's going to continue. Everything, it's going to go. That feeling, that illusion, Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden, we stand b'din, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts making inventory on our life. And he starts giving out, and he starts being mashpia, the chef of the new world. Oh, it's the chef of the world. All of a sudden, the ground, that sturdy ground, that made us not feel the malchus, is our Rabbi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oymed b'chinas malach l'olam. And this is the Aleph, this is the first chalois of Rosh Hashanah. These are 2 days where we eat, sleep, and drink. So what's the grace of lick if it's 2 days? So what? You go back. Oh, there it sits. This is the Reishis. We spoke about the Bechina of Reishis 2 weeks ago. It's called the Reishis Hashanah. The Reishis, we saw Yesoid. The Kol Oise Al Das Rishon Oise. Chazal called, Rosh Hashanah is called Reishis. If, in the beginning of the year, you live, but it's totally how much you live it. If you live, B'kol Ramach V'Shasah, for 2 days straight, you live that the entire Bria this year is, V'atam Achayas Kulam, show yourself vek that your year you're going to be living in the world of HaKadosh Baruch. We said in Nusach 2 weeks ago, we said, are we living in our world or are we living in the Reishis world? Are we living in the Beis HaMelech? Are we living in our world? And Eibush Kishterzich, and Eibush get involved. So the answer is, if Rosh Hashanah you experience, and you feel that Atom HaChayas Kulam, the year, your year is going to be a year of Olmach Shemayim. It's going to be a year of Kabbalah Shemach Shemayim. The Tayag Mitzvahs are going to come afterwards. It's a Mermi Tikazach. Rosh Hashanah itself, the focus on Malchus is so strong, is that command, everything is about to do. We cannot do it to any other mitzvahs. Torah, barely people can learn Torah. People who do daf yomi, they have to find time here and there to do that. Between tefillahs and sudas, you barely have any time. And even other mitzvahs, the other ikar mitzvah vayoyim that we do with Shefer, which is connected to Malchus, the most mishayim. Everything creates around Malchus. What's the taich? The taich is mishdal tevek, yeah. The mitzvahs is after the Malchus. The mitzvahs are going to come. Yeah, the mitzvahs your year is going to have, but you know how many mitzvahs your year is going to have? How much you experience Vatom Mechayas Kulam? How much you make the Reishis Vatom Mechayas Kulam? That's what's going to shtel us. This is the first Havona, what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oymed Bebechinas Melech HaOlam HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let the Oylam Kimhoi run so simple. About if you have to live the Yoyim, but if you live the Yoyim, you feel the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oymed Bebechinas Melech HaOlam. Zok to Ramchal, this is the time, and this is where we stop being Mamlech. This is the time to ask the Fasei Malchusim. But I want to start, before we talk about this Nekuda, you have to realize, you have to feel this Nekuda of Atom HaFayis. You have to feel it. And you know when you start feeling it, when you all of a sudden start feeling a little bit feeling that I call paralyzation. A little bit paralyzed. You feel like you can't do this. Because that is exactly the Hagdara of Zbalas of Zaya Melech. You feel like Be'etzem, you don't know if you exist or you're going to continue to exist for a second. I always, because I say this almost every year, I say myself, I always feel as like I'm a big shaker. Unless I shuckle. And I come right away to tefillah, I start chuckling. I said, I'm just shuckling a little bit when I start to feel a little bit. What's it? Where are you going? Where are you dancing? Where are you moving? Where are you going? Where? the second everything comes to a standstill and I feel uncomfortable with the fact that I'm going like this in front of the Melech because I don't know if I can move, that's when I know Hashem's not. The second I feel what David HaMelech says, Hashem, Svosai Tiftach Ofi Yagid Yel, that's what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech said, Hashem, Svosai Tiftach Zuchtu Yavar Zvash. He couldn't open his mouth. He Poshut couldn't open his mouth. He stood in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He said, he's going to start talking. What do you begin to talk? What are you saying? Don't say anything. Don't move. The Melech asked you. Oh, the Melech asked me. He asked me. Beis Yosef state, one of the reasons, among brachas, that we stand with 2 feet together. Brachas, among brachas, you know, Beis, among Yerichna, a mispalatzor, she chavin ragel of Zachrashi, kereg alachas, shtein Beis Yosef, to the tzadik es, to shein ariya huwa. One of the ideas to say that when you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch, you feel like you have one leg, you can't move. You don't have 2 legs, one leg you can't move. One arm, you can maybe do something, one leg you can't move. Lahara is that I can't do anything, I don't have the ability to begin to get my chayfet to them. We don't feel this. The second Rosh Hashanah starts when you start feeling that. When you start feeling overwhelmed by the fact that you're enveloped in a world where every last prat of your life is Talei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're totally dependent on His Ratzon. You feel Bartol L'Shlichus Yis Baruch, it was just Chala Oim L'Bukinas Melech. Let's come again weiter. Now is the time, Dr. Ramchal, that you ask to a Galer Malchus. What's the question? What's the Sheikhs? You could still to Kriyas Yamsov. Shiras Hayam, Bashas Kriyas Yamsov. The longest Shiras Hayam, which Klaus was Matayer, the goddess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gilui of the Nase of Kriyas Yamsov. And at the end, it ends off, as we all know, Hashem Yim Loich Loivam Void. Kabbalah of Malach Shemayim and the Tefillah for Gilui Malchusa. What Shaychus does Hashem Yim Loich Loivam Void have to do with what went on in the Kriyas Yamsov? She was the Amal Shaychus. Say over the Kitzur, and Bar Avadir says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually lets the world run. And there are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stops, and he gets involved in the world. And he takes the Rishoyim and he says, I'm not going to let you Mitzrayim. He throws him into the Yam. And he says, I'm not going to let you do as you please. And the Tzadikim, Klal Yisrael, he's Meroimim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mare Malchusa, he's Mare Zicholus. At that time, Zotar Ramcha, Zotar Ramban, is a bikush by those who witnessed Nezeh Keli Van Veyu. They witnessed Ashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he got involved and he started playing around with the Bria like a melech. He started proving his Malchus. At that time, you asked for Gili Malchus. What's Pirish Gili Malchus? There's Ramayur de Ramban over there. It's a Machlikis Ramban and Tagamukulis. Tagamukulis translates Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Void as Hashem Malchus Koim, Koim, Loshen Hoive. Look to Ramban that the Targum was bothered by the fact that he's saying Hashem Yimlech, and now Hashem's not Melech. Hashem Yimlech, Hashem should be Melech, Hashem's not Melech. The Malchus is ascendic. Like Dr. Ramban, the Teretz says, you're right. The Etzim Malchus, of we're asking for Gilui Malchus. There's the Malchus Mitzah Atzmai, and then there's a whole other Mitzah that's called Gilui Malchus. Dr. Ramban brings us, Achtzuchim, Yimolik Foyda, Yimloich, Hashem Loilom. Dr. Ramban, of other the Malchus is there. But we want Gilui, we want it to be Nicker. It should be Nicker on the outside. This chiddush la'ayin, it should be Nikolayin. If not the machadish betuvah, it should be Nikolayin. The agoshes alev is when you start feeling the melech again, and when we mean feel the melech means b'chush, doesn't mean you know, your idea is garnished. When you start feeling the melech, there's a murridika feeling like Kadosh Baruch Hu, take off the mask already, stop playing games. It's takas old dvorn b'teilim here. I mean, everything's talking about tzoyincha. There's a ganze welt over here where everyone's dancing and prancing and calling the shots. To Galam Al-Huzcha! This happens Rosh Hashanah. Ba'oysa Mida, that you feel that the Atomech Hayas Kulon. Ba'oysa Mida, that you go Orion into the base of Melech of Rosh Hashanah. Ba'oysa Mida, it's Bekeya, Ha'oimek, Ha'tfila, Ha'bakoshen Ha'iroa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefarisim Ha'huzcha, Meloich Al Kol Ha'olam Kulay Bechvoydech. Let's go short weiter. This we can understand. Back to the Maimon of Chazal, Kol shona shirosha mitkilosa misasheres desayfa. Where is it? Why make up shah? There's another word from the Ramchal in the Maimar Chofma. When he talks about Malchus, he refers to back what he said over here. And he adds in, Bracha Malchus. Kvar marnu shabiyim ze akadosh baruch hu oyim bebechinas melech boilama. Vonam bezet shrich amanu lischazik. He's mavur, the yoyim is being mischazik in this hargosha. Avoid this yoyim. But he adds in a word, the Mori Dika word, which is Yesh Laharich, but we're Mekatsin here. Ki ze kol tuveinu v'chol tokveinu. Ramchal adds in a word, which is Mesiachis, to the ganze shmuz everyone talks about. Abakashus Proteus, Abakashus Klolius, Abakashus Klolius, Abakashus Proteus. Zokter Ramchal, the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is to mischazik and kuloi malchus, aselim an shemecha, also is about the melech. Now the Ramchal adds in a word, ki ze kol tuveinu v'chol tokveinu. This is the toiv. The toiv of Ceruli, the toiv of Yankel, the toiv of every single one of us is totally on the Malchus. There's nothing better than we can have. And how is saying I'm only thinking this of it? It's a klal gadol in Shas. It's a klal gadol, Lashon Chazal. Klum choser bebeis hamelech. The Yisoid, you have to know. Again, we're so affected, we don't have a bechin of Malchus. The Aleph of Melech, again, a Melech is a totally different thing. It's not just a hush of a person, it's a totally different Aleph. But one of the basic ideas of Melech is there's never anything missing. They never run out of sugar in a Melech's house. They never run out of money. There's no Messias of even having me of them ever missing anything. That's a lot of Melech. Ein anius b'mokoy mashiris ak Rashi in Shabbos, davkuv beizim ad beiz, in the Mishkan of the Klali, ein anius b'mokoy mashiris. Zok Rashi. Daiva hoiser, Zakrashi. There's always extra. You need to have extra. There has to be extra. Because that's what a melech is. A melech can't even have a beginning, the beginning of him. Klum chosve is a melech. A melech is a chefzah. There's nothing ever missing a melech. Why do we have chazarn? The Torah says we don't live the base of melech. If you live the base of melech, you're part of the malchus, every melech. I promise you nothing's going to be missing. Nothing. Nothing's going to be missing. Aye, what's going to be with your parnosa? Good child. What's going to be with Chas V'Shalom? So I'm not talking about anyone here, but somebody whose mother-in-law was just diagnosed with Yom Achla. What's going to be? It's a Shrek. What's going to be with Yene, your uncle, Chas V'Shalom, someone's uncle, who's in the hospital now with Corona? What's going to be with my child who has this problem and this problem? What's going to be with my Shalom Bayis? What's going to be with a couple that has Shalom Bayis problems? What's going to be with a couple that has facing challenges in fertility, what's going to be? There's a peklich that we have. Ramchal says, if you mischazik in Malchus, it's taken care of. Kol tufeinu v'chol. It's taken care of, guaranteed. It's taken care of. The melech, nothing's missing the melech. What you need, you're going to have. Again, some machshmuz, what it means, what you need. Oh, but what you need is going to have in a melech, if you're part of the Malchus, the melech, there's nothing ever missing the melech. Back to the Maimon Chazal. Kol shona sherosha mitchilosa misasheres besoifa. Moiridik. Listen to the word. This is the Oimid. Kol shona sherosha mitchilosa means l'darkein. It means if you live in Rosh Hashanah and you shtel devek the rishis, you shtel devek the beginning of a year, which v'etzem is the beginning of the year. You shtel devek the framework of the year that you're living in the Malchus. So the end of the year, which means the hemshech al das rishoyin, it's going to be Malchus. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Ain Ashirus, ain Ani Yismokam Ashirus. You're going to be Beis HaMelech. You're going to have a lichtige yard. If you don't live a Beis HaMelech, so, yeah. That's not going to be as good. This is the Oymek of the Taicha called Shona Sharosha Mitchilosa. It's Ashirus Mitzayt. Our void in Rosh Hashanah, the Aleph Beis of Rosh Hashanah, is feeling the Malchus, the Ruchinus Melech Boilamo. Feeling the Atom Mechayas Kula. The Yeda Kol Pa'ul Ki Ato Pa'altoi, the Yovin Kol Yitzur Ki Ato Yitzartoi. We spoke about this year, it's a little easier. The Gaiva and our Bailas that we prav, we already took a little bit of a blow. It's a little easier. Kadosh Baruch Hu softened up the kark of our Hashem a little bit. I think it'd be easier for us to go right into this 2 days of experiencing the Atam Chayas Kul and face it. It's very hard for us to face the fact of Shem Kachal. You were talking about my wife. I was saying, like, deep in nanos, deep down with this corona. Look at the corona. The corona gets in our way in every single point. Some big ways and small ways. We don't have any patience with corona. Be honest. Me and you, there's a voice in my head, deep down in my head, I'm shrying. Eibishter, enough! Come on! Where's it gonna stop? Again and again and again and again and again and again. Daikva baspik! That's what we all feel, that's what we feel. And again, and we're trying to make plans for the chassan, and the sixth time, and the seventh time, and the eighth time, and we're trying to go back to the Zman, and again, Yom Galayit had to leave the Zman 2 weeks early because there's a lockdown and there's Meshigas and. Enough! What's the enough? The enough be'etzim is because we cannot take not being in control. We cannot take not being in control. This beginning, when I'm talking about living to it, that we can have it, and Eibush is telling you right now the corona is here to stay. Yeah, you can't take control. You're not in control. It's here to stay. I can put them back to, but we have to feel in Rosh Hashanah about Tom Mechayez Kulam. 2 days of recognition of living in the world that you're not in control of some plot in your life. It's 1,000 and totally on the Melech Malchay Elohim, the Borei Kol Elomais. Zichru Borachim, Zokta Rambam. Remember the Eibishter, remember the Bashefer, remember him. And we're Mamlech. How are we Mamlech? We say, in such a matziv, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meloich Al Kol Ha'olam Kulam Regech. Here comes the Yisfir. Lefi, everything we're saying, Be'etzem, all Malchus is just living in the world of the Melech. Be'etzem, so what am I? What am I giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every single man in this room as an individual has his own world, has his own pratim. Go back to we went to nursery, into high school, into elementary school, which friends you live with. Everyone has their own pratim, their own connection. What do you give to the Melech? His balas? That's what you give to the Melech? His balas? That's what you give to the Melech? No. Come to Marit Dikabar. If you're a very big kitzer. The answer is, you Mamlech the Melech. When you recognize this emes, this emes lamita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atom ha'chaya kulam, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring it on, I want more of that. I'm makir the Malchus, and I'm makir all good as in, I want more you Mamlech the Melech. V'yazah. Ay, taka. You're garnished, Roshenko. Shteltzu. Who's the goyim? Goyim's a lot of places, I'm going for one place. It's grown in Kol Yom, Kutim for the goyim, Parshat Hayeshev. On the pasuk, ki Lashem Hamlucha Moishal Adoyim, Zok the Goyim, ki Melech Nikra Mishem Amanem Moisei Barotzen Ha'am, hu Nigzor Miloshen Hamlocha, there's Tesefes in this Goyim, doesn't say in other places. He says, the Melech is Miloshen Hamlocha, in Gemara and Shas, we have the Loshen, he's Nimlach, Nimlach Be'ishtoi. When you ask, take advice from somebody else, you ask someone else's opinion, it's called Nimlach. Hamlocha is Miloshen, that the constituents, the people in the kingdom, the Melech has to come on to the people in the kingdom. Shemisiatzin limnois azele melech. Moshe nikum shemoishel b'chazok al ha'am. Both the melech and both the moishel, they're shoylet. They're shoylet. They're both. The difference is that a moishel is mitzidoi. A melech is somebody who's so great, and his shlita is so letoivas ha'am, is not letoivas atzmoi, that everyone wants his shlita. You understand what we just said? We just said we love control. We love control. We're creatures. We need control. Oh, but when you experience an emes and malchus, you want the melech to control your life. And when you do that, you're mamlech. Without that, the melech is not a melech. And this is some sechem yisoid, soidus adair, soidus adriya. HaKadosh Baruch, for whatever reason, we don't understand, he decided to be a melech in this world. And when he decided to be a melech in this world, he be'etzim made himself totally in every single one of you. You can have a younger man sitting here. Yeah, he lives in Ramat Hashkol, lives in Aryan. He feels like he's nothing. He feels like he's not a Mishkan Chosh of a guy. He's davening in Chvesnish in some parking lot, maybe Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't know where he is. Yeah, makes a difference. If you're not Makir the Malchus, and you don't daven in Rosh Hashanah, you don't ask Meloich Al Kolam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing his Malchus. What are we doing? 100%. He's missing in his Malchus. So shleit. Imulafanei malchias gedeshantam luchuni aleichem. The hamlocha, the way we're going tonight, is a certain hamlocha. We have to make an active hamlocha because we have to mamlechim over the whole new year. We're mamlechim over the rachis and that's doing mamlechim with all the year. How do we do that? It's a 1-2-3-step process. First, we said you have to enter the hagosha of being oymid of neyamelech, which means, again, your bottle, loyanachnu, the aleph, your bottle. You feel paralyzed, Pashat, in a certain way. You feel Pashat, you can't begin to move. And you start realizing that every prat is totally like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then your mamshich by asking for Gilui Kvoid Malchusa. And you think about it, and you say, Gvidikam Malchusa, I want it. I recognize the Melech. And that's you're doing the Rosh Hashanah. You're recognizing more how much you shail it, and how much it's for our good, and how much this is the emes, and how much we want this. Every nochak nech, every second, not only in tefillah, in birchas hashayotzer, when you in your house, and your wife gets you upset, and all of a sudden you realize this is what Hashem wants, and Hashem wants you to be totally beritzoinai, and His rotzen is to go. Every akara, noch akara, with the kids, the calmness, every last prad and Roshan, every second, you make the melech, like a melech, it's noch hamlocha. It's noch a kol shana shirosha mitchilasa. It's be'ezr Hashem will be the session of Shlisa. Shetak lo vizoycha, to nichnas, it's chal zesu to the sitvachin of melech, that's oymen, alilomar, the chinas melech. Vizoycha, to imam lecha chadash baruch hu. Vizoycha, to achsivas in the teiva, a good event shiyam. Thank you.